Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, everyone. David Creel with my good friend Dubim from the UK, who we won't hold him against him here, but he's a Newcastle supporter. What are you going to do? I like Liverpool. He likes Newcastle. You know, we can both agree that we hate Manchester City and Manchester United. So just deal with it. Okay. So Dubim, how are you today?
I'm good. Hate's a strong word. You know, hate's a strong word. Distaste is more I'd prefer.
Well, hate is a strong word, but how about, I would say dislike, a strong dislike for. But we're not here to talk about my word soccer, your word football. We're here to talk about you and how I can help. So what's on your mind? How can I help you today?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, David. Sidebar, David, Dave, do you use Dave?
I mean, technically, yes.
David. David. No, I saw your face.
My given name is David.
I saw your face. You're like, no, David. Okay, you're David. Like,
I mean, I'd go with it, but you might get pow-pow later. let's go with David.
Or David, I think considering, you know, some things. I like to talk about asking, you know, like asking for what I want, making asks for people, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Woo, that's a good place to start, isn't it? I think I'm at the stage now in my business. Obviously, you know, we met in the coaching scene. You know, in the coaching circles. And, you know, I've built a lot of great relationships with people just in general, you know, and I know I could really help people or organizations. And I kind of want to ask for opportunities to do that on a grander scale, you know, you could say. And I think maybe what else comes into it. No, it's not really about asking for money. It's more about like asking for the opportunities. But actually that question you said about like, well, what do you want? I'm kind of a bit like, well, what do I want? You know? Like what is it that I would actually want to ask for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, we're talking about asking, which is that's what you asked. Well, if I put the person in front of you or any person, if you don't know what you ask for, how are you going to ask them if you don't know what you want?
Mm. I think it's not so much that like I don't know what I want. It's that there's so many things that I want. It's like, you know, choosing or like being bold enough like to share it, you know, or to say it. Like, because what I would really want, what I would love is like the opportunity to work with like 20, you know, junior leaders, you know, in organizations, and to just like have the space. I'd want like the space, you know, like for free, you know, like the space to do the work. And just to have people come together. That's one thing, but also I want to do talks, you know. I want to talk, I want to share. I just want to perform, you know? Like
you want to perform like you're in the circus?
No. Like I consider myself, you know, as well as a coach, like as an artist, you know? Like I'm an artist that I can share, you know, do like, you could say, call it public speaking or like facilitate workshops, right? Or groups, like that's a performance for me, but not a performance as in like
Yeah.
It's like fake, but like, you know.
You're not going to get off and sing and do a dance. You want to, when you say perform, you want to be able to get up and you want to move a crowd of people to take action to better their life or whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I want those opportunities to do that, like more, like a lot more.
Okay. So what I heard you say was, the thing you want is you want opportunities to be able to speak to groups, either in a workshop format or a training format or whatever format you desire. That's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to get paid, you know? But not necessarily like at the start. Well, let's not discount that, you know.
I mean, you'd take it, right?
I would take it. You know what I mean? I would take it. But the priority is on the performance. Is on the delivery. I think I've learned, like, just more. I'm seeing about, like, it's all good having the energy or having the gift, you know, if you want to share. But like, the thing is to really be out there. You know what I'm saying, like, with the people, you know.
Okay, so do you know anyone in an organization that has a conference room that holds 20 people that you can go talk to?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, I do. Yeah.
What would be the benefit to them for having you come in?
Staff, people inspired. People connecting with each other at a deeper level. Innovation, you know, innovative ideas that could come out of that space. Like ideas that could, like, you know, accelerate the growth of any organization, you know, seeing problems and challenges, quote unquote, from a different perspective.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Not a problem.
No, well, you said now you're kind of clear on what you want.
Yeah.
And you said you know people in the organization that could possibly let you come in and, you know, motivate the team or whatever spin you put on it. So does that excite you?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced, but okay.
No,
have you ever seen Anchorman with with Will Ferrell?
I haven't actually watched it, no.
Okay, well, in this funny part, it's hilarious, but it's not safe for small children, but it's hilarious. In this one part, he says he's a newscaster in San Diego. Will Ferrell is.
Yeah.
And he says he just reads a teleprompter, no matter what's on it, he just reads it. And someone put at the end of it, he said, "I'm Ron Burgundy," like with a question mark.
Yeah. I've seen that.
So when I asked you, are you, does it excite you? You go, yeah. Oh, I feel it. You know, like you're ready to jump through the building.
No, you know why I asked that? Because it's like, there's another level. And maybe it's like, I'm trying to see above the level that I'm at. Like my ambition, my imagination is like, okay, I speak to a room, but what about speaking to like a conference hall? Do you know what I'm saying? What about like a room of hundreds of people, you know, and bringing this like...
That is very possible. Mm. And in my opinion, the chances of you selling out the O2 Arena right out of the box is probably not very good. But what if you develop your chops speaking to 5 people, 10 people, 20 people, 4 people?
Yeah. No, that is actually, and that's why, you know, it's when you say it, because that's why I used the word like performance, right? Like an artist, like a musician, you know, who, you know, would, you know, you gig, you know, in the pub, in this place, in that place, right? Like, because really, it's something that I was on. I told you I did a meditation retreat. It's like, that came to mind to me. It's like, yo, you know what? It's just about like being out there. Like, that is the joy, you know, of the game. It's just being out there, delivering, sharing, you know, as many opportunities, you know, as possible. That obviously aligns, you know, with my interest, with my excitement, with what I want to do with my business. So it's really just about like, yo, asking for these opportunities, you know, asking for these opportunities for people. And then in that movement, like, I'll have the realization. I got footage. I got like my guy, he's helping me create content to come and like film it. We've done little bits and pieces already. So I feel like, okay, you can come on the road, you know what I mean? And we can just like go do shows, you know what I mean? And go film it, go take that content, go use that for like social media, put things out there, you know, use that to document the journey, you know, put things together, learn from it, go make new connections. It's like, I think sometimes because I have the, and I love it, right? I love the dreaming big and the imagination, but then it takes me out of like the present moment, you know? And the enjoyment of the moment, doing something
okay,
now.
So let's say the goal is you want to fill up Wembley might be a stretch, but let's say O2 Arena. Mm-hmm. Okay, Wembley's possible. I mean, okay, so
90,000 we get in there, baby.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's say you want to sell out Wembley.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's bring that back to today. What do you need to do today to bring Wembley a little bit closer to you?
Today, I feel like it's to create a consistent, like create consistent opportunities where I can be of service and showcase with groups. And when I say consistent, because I feel like I want to do it, like I want to have my own like regular, like whether that's every month, you know, like I used to do this thing every week. I called it the possibility space. I did it for like 4 months, like on Sunday evening, you know, and sometimes, you know, 10 people came, 15 people came, sometimes like 3 people came, you know, but there was something in like the consistency of doing it. That like really, I grew a lot through doing that. Now, you know, I stopped doing it because priorities change and whatnot. But like, I kind of want to do something like that, but not every week. You know, I've got a potential venue. Like I've been looking into like in part. So this is in person. You know, I've got a potential venue in central London. I need to just. They haven't got back to me yet. Well, I can do this for free. But obviously, there's other venues. There's other people that I know. As an organization, I'm going to go there. I'm going to be there on Friday. So I might even just ask them, do you know what I'm saying? And say like, yo, this is what I got. I want the opportunity to deliver this like every month, this specific workshop on leadership, the intangibles of leadership is what I call it. You know? But then there's other ideas, stuff around networking, communication, relationships, there's all sorts of things.
So if you had to... Have you ever heard the phrase a wandering generality?
A wandering generality?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I can guess what it might be, but let me stay with an open mind.
Okay, so that's great that you have all these ideas. Networking, leadership, whatever. Okay. But if you had to pick one, what would you go with?
Oh, networking.
Okay. So if I was you and you were the boss and I was going to kind of pitch you on this idea, what do you think would be more effective? I would like to come in and talk to your organization about the power of networking and about the power of relationships and, you know, holding each other accountable, and that would lead to more profits and better overall quality of life for the people that work here. Or you bring me in, I'll talk about any topic you want. I can talk about networking. I can talk about relationship building. I can talk about team building. I can talk about integrity. I can talk about sales. I can talk about bettering your health for more profits. Which one would you prefer? He's probably, he or she is probably going to say, oh, if you can come in and solve this problem, you can come talk about it. But instead of saying being a jack of all trades where you can talk about anything and everything, this is my lane. Like, stay in your lane, bro. You know? And this right here is, I know this next question I'm going to ask you, you are going to have an answer for.
Okay.
Who do you serve in the world?
It's funny you asked me that.
Right. So, off the top of my head, it just came to that end.
So I, you know, I serve young Black professionals, so basically 25 to 35, who are in junior, early stage of their careers, with ambitions to, you know, move into senior leadership positions.
Yeah. So if you, what if you made a list of 10 or 15 or 20 of them and asked them, hey, would your organization be interested in this and this and this? Because it's, in my opinion, it's easier for someone else who works there to get the conference room than someone who doesn't even work there to get the conference room.
Mm. That's a shout. Yeah, that's a shout, definitely.
And then my question would be, and for all the people listening to the podcast, I'm about to point to my board behind me, and you can, on YouTube, you can see it. What if it was easy?
Yes, man. David, King David over here.
Because you can't get to sold out at Wembley or at Wembley without talking to people that you already know to just get your reps in. Because if you're good, you don't have to tell people how bad you are. They'll know. They'll, word will get around. Like, you remember back in the day, you know, when Mike Tyson was Mike Tyson? Mm-hmm. You think he had to walk around telling people who Mike Tyson was? They knew. Like, that's the baddest man on the planet right
now. Call that the street. The streets were talking. Streets will do your talking for you, eh?
Right. So if you go and you, what if you only got five? That's, you don't know the ripple effect of talking to five. Because what if they know someone who knows Sir Richard Branson? Mm. And how many people does he know? Mm. But I guess the real question is, we haven't talked about anything that's like new to you. Like, I guarantee you could give me a list of 20 of executives right now that could have access to a conference room.
Yeah, I got some heads. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the holdup?
There isn't really any holdup. I guess. Nah, let me not lie.
Hold on. You started by saying basically ask what I want.
let me not come on here and lie. Like, yeah, I guess I'm it's not so much like I'm afraid as in like, oh my God, how do I do it or whatever. It's more like, it's like I didn't really know exactly what I was asking for. I knew the essence of it, but it's like I do get fearful around is like, I'm just going to talk a lot and no one's really going to understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to be able to just like be straight and just simply ask for what it is that I'm asking for. You know, just to step into that, just to say it straight, you know, like, I think there is. I think there is a like that on your board. I guess there is a little like, you know, sometimes I have things to be very difficult. You know, things that should be a lot harder. And I think there's a thing when it's easy. Like, it can't be that easy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it has to be a little bit more to it. I have to find something else out about it. You know?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
What we're talking about doing is opening your mouth and speaking words to another human being. And that's difficult. You've been talking to me we've been talking for almost 45 minutes. And in our groups we're in, I know you're a talker. I am too. It's no big deal. But this will sound like someone you've heard before. Maybe it's not hard. Maybe it's unfamiliar. But simply asking for a conference room to come in and motivate their employees to increase profits or sales or whatever the end result is, asking another human being a question is difficult.
No, it's unfamiliar.
Right.
It's unfamiliar to do it in a business sense, you could say a corporate sense or for this specific thing.
Do you think you know enough?
No. No.
No, you don't think that or no, you don't know enough?
No, I don't think that.
Okay.
I don't have any fears around the delivery. Like I'm ready to go. Like I'm ready to go now. I'm always on 10. Like I'm always ready to go. Like I'll go somewhere, you know, give me 5 people. Like we'll smash it. Like it's no hesitation like with that, you know?
Okay. So what's the problem? If you're ready to go and you got all the material you need, which you do, by the way, how come you haven't asked yet?
I definitely think that there was an element of you know, it's kind of a thing where I could like psychoanalyze why I didn't, but I don't really think it's like it's just relevant. I just didn't. I had a bunch of thinking about maybe, you know, this is these type of people and
yeah.
You know,
awesome.
Something different, like, you know, or this is harder. Like, you know, there was obviously something or I would have done it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I think there was also a general like prioritization of where I was at. Like I was just prioritizing doing other things than that.
Yeah.
So it was more, you know, that was probably more recently where it's like, I do want to do this, but this is more of a priority now. So I'm focusing my attention over here. Whereas now it's come to like, okay, this is kind of rising up the priority list. You know what I mean?
So, okay. So I'm fairly certain you're familiar with Byron Katie, right?
Yeah.
You know, she says you can have anything in life you want if you're willing to ask 1,000 people for it.
Yeah.
So the question is, now that you kind of know, well, not kind of know you want to be able to be like a speaker, trainer, and a coach.
Yeah.
So when's the next, when are you going to ask whoever you're going to ask?
Oh, I got a call tonight. It was feel like Blue Peter is one we prepared earlier. So I got a call with my guy Chris. He runs a recruitment company. So, you know.
Awesome. So you're going to ask tonight?
Yeah.
Hey, well, once you ask tonight, the clock has officially started. If he says yes, well, then it resets. If he says no, you only have to ask 999 more. My guess is you won't get to 20, is my guess. And someone will tell you yes. Because y'all have like a y'all have like service clubs over there, like Rotary Club and Kiwanis. Y'all have that over there?
We got a lot of stuff over here. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff like that.
So those people, like in service clubs, like Rotary, Kiwanis, Knights of Columbus, they're service clubs, and they generally have speakers at their events too. And some of these are businessmen and women. So maybe if you got in one of those too, I guarantee you know someone that knows someone that is in one of these.
Yeah.
But if you got in one of those, maybe you go over there and then they bring you into the organization. They open the door for you. You don't have to kick the thing down. Because they've already heard you. They've already seen your magic. And like, hey, I got some of this and I need to bring you in.
That's definitely a possibility. It's funny that we talked about asking, aren't we? I know it's not funny because I brought that up as the original topic. But the whole Byron Katie quote is something I'd actually been thinking of like recently, especially during the meditation retreat. There was things coming to me. I was seeing this is all being created. You know what I'm saying? Like super metaphysical, man. Trust me. Super metaphysical.
Well, also there's this thing you've probably heard of. It's called Facebook. And you could go live on there for free. Similar like you did like for the 4-month deal. And then you could maybe find people that way or do both. Go through your list and put out a weekly or once a month or once every 2 months or 2 weeks or whatever you fit works in your schedule. Hey, if you want some help, I'm going to be here at this time, at this date. You can use it on Zoom and you can stream it to Facebook, or you could just do it right on Facebook Live and put your magic and your special sauce in the world.
Yes.
So coming to a stadium near you sometime in the next several years.
Listen, we're on the road.
You know what I'm saying?
Well on the road.
But hey, here's all I ask.
Yeah.
Whenever you're selling out Wembley, Wembley holds what, 90,000?
90,000.
Whenever you're selling out Wembley, why don't you send the G5 over and pick your boy up?
I'm coming over there. Like, you know, I'm coming stateside. We're going, it's a global tour. It's a world tour. You know, I'm going to be in America. I'll be, you know, was it Cowboy Stadium? That's where nearest to you?
Come on, man. No, the nearest to me is Reliant where the Texans play, but okay. I can be at Cowboy Stadium in 4.5 hours.
Okay. Well, then.
Texas is large, my friend. So I forget. Yeah, you could put all the UK in Texas and still have plenty of room left. Almost twice. So, but anyways, I would encourage you to, we kind of have the vision now. Like the vision is you want Wembley. And if you're going to get one, that's one to get. But then we got to backtrack it to, okay, what are the small steps I need to do today with the vision of I'm going to Wembley and I'm going to sell out Wembley. But you can't get to Wembley unless you start with the people you know and ask.
That's one of the definitely things I'm taking away is the people I know and to ask them for the space and just to focus on the networking, the connection, the relationships. Like just focus on like that because that's something that I love and I know that that's a whole different way of movement. Like people will feel that.
Of course. Yeah. They're going to feel it because you feel it. Like whenever you start just in the last 5 seconds, whenever you started talking about the networking and the connection stuff, your body changed. Mm. You were more relaxed. Mm. Not that you're not relaxed already, but that was like you were, I mean, you were feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
And Zig Ziglar said, selling is nothing more than a transference of emotion and feeling and enthusiasm.
Yeah, I believe that. Not even I believe that. I know that. I know that to be true. It's funny because that's what I want to do, like a workshop on, is like around selling as part of the connection piece, right? But from when you're in that place of enthusiasm, if you're in that place, when you're speaking to somebody, like the other person will feel it too. You know? So it makes it simple. It's just for you to be in that place. It's not for you to convince anybody techniques, just for you to focus on yourself coming from that place. And the natural byproduct of that is sales.
Yeah. Yes, but only always. So, I think we're there.
We're there.
And whenever, if and when you ever struggle with getting overwhelmed and I have so much to do, remember, you can always take the next smallest possible step. Always. Like, no exceptions.
David, you're hitting. He's cooking. He was in his step overs and, you know what I mean, kickbacks and no look passes and everything today. Huh?
I had somebody on this podcast many episodes ago, my friend Paul from Australia. He was literally squirming in his seat. And I said, yeah, Paul, what you don't realize is on my monitor, I've got dials where I just keep turning the heat up until we get where we need to get. And then I turn the heat down and you don't have to cook anymore, you know? So luckily there was not that much of that here, but I do have that ability on my monitor. I have a special monitor where I can just turn the heat up on people when I want.
Like you was going in there, like you were spraying a couple body shots in there. You know what I'm saying? Like as a, you know, as a coach, I'm a fan of the game as well. So obviously I'm a client here, but I am, you know, I said, oh, I like that little move. I'll see what he did. You know what I mean? That's what I'm skills. We like it.
Well, to quote the great Townsend Wardlaw, thank you for noticing. Hey, man, this was fun.
Yeah, it was absolute pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Awesome. I hope you enjoyed the masterclass for one.
Of one for you. Awesome.
Of one.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Awesome.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.